If I can put it this way, it is absolutely right that the believer should not be occupied with circumstances. But the believer definitely has to be very sensitive to sin. Let me repeat that. The believer should not be occupied with circumstances, but definitely he or she needs to be sensitive to sin. Because if there is, the danger is becomes this. We enter into the truth of justification, that God does not impute sin to someone. And being in the good of it, and yet we go along of doing that which is not according to God's mind, because we are in the gain of such a truth. Well, you know what? Someone who is in the gain of it does not have such thoughts. So we have to be sensitive with it. But what's the source of joy? This tremendous, profound truth of freely justification. That God does not impute sin upon me. It is by faith, and we thank God for it. It is on the principle of faith. But also the second aspect, although there are many aspects, but I'm just going to stick with what we have in Romans. It is by blood. One brings me into this wonderful peace with God. The other one, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it brings that aspect of that everything has been set aside, taken care of by the blood of the Lord Jesus, and that is sufficient. Listen, everyone who knows Christ knows that, but if you are without Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus is sufficient to take every sin away so that I don't have to worry about the wrath. And Brother Dave, you reminded us, wherefore there is no condemnation. And what a wonderful truth of justification that should develop this joy in our own hearts, or bring it forth, because it is there, because the Spirit of God indwells us, it is there. But once we enjoy these wonderful truths practically, that joy will be enjoyed in the soul of the believer.
I believe that if we add something to this matter of blood and justification by blood, I think we have to see both in verses 9 and 10, two lines of teaching. It is the blood that justifies us and which sets us apart from wrath to come. It removes every condemnation ultimately that is to come upon this world, upon the unbeliever. We are removed from that. We're passed from death unto life. And that's the idea that justification by blood gives us. But I think the end of verse 10 gives us another aspect of salvation in relation to reconciliation. Now, we were justified because we were condemned. Opposite of condemnation is now justification. Here, reconciliation brings in the thought of enmity. We were enemies of God, and we needed to be brought back in relationship with God. But as a result of reconciliation, on the same basis of blood, what happens now is that we are able to be saved, to live in the power of His life. Now, it's not salvation from sin as such here, but salvation on a daily basis, because we are associated with where He presently is at the right hand of God on high. And that is a salvation that we need on a day-by-day basis. He avails Himself so that all of the resources of His person, where He is available to us. And I think of it in light of a man like Joseph, who made all the resources available to his father Jacob and his brethren as he brought them down to Goshen. It's the character of being saved in the life of Joseph. We need to understand and appreciate that salvation in the life of Christ presently.
You're going to be in shape running back and forth. Not only the matter of blood, but also the matter of death that is mentioned also in there. Because this is a wonderful, wonderful subject, the matter of justification. The Lord have used this epistle to set Luther free from the lack of peace and the lack of joy that was preached as a result of you're not certain of your salvation, you have to work for your salvation. This is the word of God, through the power of the Spirit of God, have set him free from that and have set many people free as a result of understanding that justification is really simply by faith in the one, it is through Jesus Christ our Lord. He have done it all. But as you highlighted the matter of blood, and I really appreciate the point that John have made, because it is the fact of the accounting thing. God looked at it, and it's very absolute. 1 + 1 = 2 if you are in any place on the face of the earth. If you are in America or if you're in China, 1 + 1 = 2. That's a fact. God, through Christ, have justified the believer. But I want to just touch quickly on why through also his blood. Because in verse 6, describe us as being weak. You are weak. You can't do anything for yourself. You can't work it out. You're weak. That's why the death of Christ. That's why Christ died. When you go to verse 8, because you are sinner, Christ died. Because you are sinner, sin have separated you from God. You cannot do anything for yourself to get there. You have no ability. You have no resources in your bank to pay your debt. And then the third time in the matter of because you are, in verse 10, which we have touched on, because you are enemy. Again, Christ died. You are weak, Christ died. You are sinner, Christ died. You are an enemy, Christ died. And that is the way that the debt is being paid completely. It's not a matter of your feeling again. But the fact of the matter is this. Joy is connected with salvation. I think John earlier mentioned Psalm 51. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. There is joy connected with salvation. I only know of one person, a believer, who did not have joy when he had seen salvation. And that's Jonah. Jonah was displeased when thousands of people got saved. He's the only one that I know of. But usually, and generally speaking, and it's a fact, joy is always connected with salvation. If you feel it or if you don't feel it, it's there. So you might as well feel it, because God have done it all.